And of course, 2 months ago, EWN published a story starting and stating that 100 City of Cape Town law enforcement officers will be permanently deployed to the Bontheville area as from the 1st of July to curb the gang violence in the area. And you heard Wesley Peterson chatting about this story, and it's become very worrying for not only Bontheville, but other areas such as Hanover Park, Bishop Lavis, if you're talking about Delft, and you're talking about most of these areas. But Bontheville is what we chose because this morning, an innocent person who used to sell ice cream and used to sell cheese in the area was killed, the father of two. And over the weekend, two ladies were gunned down, were sabotaged in their own home, one of whom had passed on and the other one who is at the moment in one of the hospitals. Now, according to that article, the Bontheville Neighborhood Safety Team was launched after that news, and at least 25 people had been killed in the area at that time. The number has now surged to 40 people. We speak to community activist Ms. Ludovica Gordon, community activist in Bontheville, for a follow-up on that story. Ludovica, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to the show.
Hello, Zane. Thank you for having me.
I can proudly say, you know, that most of my Islamic sort of knowledge and things comes from the fact that I went to Slumsa School, what they call Slumsa School in Bontheville. And at a time it used to be safe to walk in the streets, and I'm talking many, many years ago, you know, in Firethorn Street. But the community has changed, and I want you, Ludovica, to run us through what happens in the day of the life of a person living in Bontheville.
Okay. I think you talk about the time when you and I were kids. We could walk to the school. We could walk from school.
Yes.
We could walk to the library. We could go walk to the shops. However, like you said, and rightly so, that things have changed dramatically, that our kids can no longer even play outside. You cannot even have your child playing outside on your front stoop, because it's far too dangerous for them to do that, because you never know when one gang or the other gang is going to start shooting at each other and your kids might be caught up in the midst of that. And as you've mentioned, we've had the recent, most recent killing was at 2 a.m. this morning in the middle of the night, a father of two being gunned down. And it's an innocent person. And this is the reality of what we live with in Bontheville. We can't walk to the shop. I've got a 14-year-old in the area that lives with me, obviously. And you know what? He is literally under garden lock, because I need to know where you're going to, who you're going to. And he's only allowed to go to two houses in this area that I know. I know the parents, and we are all friends. So our kids only play with each other. And they're either by me or they're over there, but you don't go anywhere else. Our kids cannot walk. They can't walk to school. My son must go on transport to Bontheville Highway. I used to walk to from the very same house, but now he must be driven to school. You know, people in the morning going to work. Mm. It's frightening, but also it's very annoying that people who are going to work at 5 o'clock in the morning must be too scared to leave their homes, because some scallum is going to wait for them along the road, ambush them and rob them as they are going to earn their daily living while they don't want to do anything. Now, you've spoken about the deployment of the 100 so-called law enforcement officers, and we are still waiting and wanting to know where exactly are they. Because if they have been deployed, why have we not seen a decrease in the spate of violence and killings? Mm.
Chatting to Ludovica Gordon this afternoon, it's a Bontheville community activist, about the killings that's happening out in the Bontheville area. 40 people since the beginning of the year. And we say not 40 people over this period of 10 years or 5 years. It's 40 people since the beginning of the year. And we're talking about 6 months now. Ludovica, in April, Police Minister Becky Tkele told EWN, you know, the Western Cape was better off thanks to the introduction of Operation Thunder and the police anti-gang unit in these areas. Have you seen any difference?
Zane, from the news and the killings that you hear from coming from Bontheville, does it sound as if there is a difference? Mm. I would like to have a personal conversation with the minister about this matter, because they make all these wonderful promises. You know, they promise a pie in the sky, and nothing actually materializes on ground level. We, living here, are not seeing the difference. We don't feel the difference. We are still living the same way we are living, very guarded. Our homes, as you will probably remember, back in the day, we had all these little low fences. coming to my road. The whole of my road is gated, completely gated and guarded and locked down. That is how we must live here.
Ludovica, there's a particular misconception that I wanted to talk about, and I really wanted to chat about this because I was a teacher in Manenberg, and a number of the people, I would say 80% of the people, even up to 90% of the people in the Bonteville area are hardworking people. They are God-fearing people. They are people who want the best for their children, and they are people who really cannot help for the fact that they live in Bonteville. There's just no other way for them. I guess if they had money, they had money and they had a lot of other things, they would be able to get themselves out of Bonteville. But the popular conception and the popular misconception, as a matter of fact, is that a lot of these people that are getting shot are gang members.
No, unfortunately not. That is not true. Because unfortunately, the bulk of the people that are getting killed are actually the innocent ones. As you've mentioned, on Saturday, the two ladies that was ambushed in their home, they were in their home and they were ambushed, shot, and the one died, unfortunately, and the one is critically still ill in hospital. So is that a gang person? The man that was shot this morning at 2 o'clock, was he a gang person? You know, so yes, there is this whole misconstruction of fact. And, you know, I always say, do not follow WhatsApp news, please. Speak to the people who know, and then you get the facts before you start spreading these rumors. Because, like you've rightly said, the bulk of the people in Bonteville are hardworking. They are God-fearing. They are Muslims and Christians. You know, they do go to church. They do go to mosque. They are people that are praying. And we are, unfortunately, being held hostage by the minority who are the gangs and the gangsters, you know, and the drug lords. And over the weekend, we had this long conversation because I'm one of the admins on the Bonteville Crime Group. And the whole conversation was around what are we going to do to mobilize ourselves and to stand up against these people who are holding us hostage, because everybody complains, everybody moans, but when it comes to people actually having to do something, they wait on myself, they wait on the Yushrat and the Nadiat and the Henriette of this world to stand up, and then they want to do something. And I'm saying, look, you live in that road, stand up, do something there. We will come alongside you, we will work with you, we will support what you are doing, but every person in every road where they are living, because right now, Zane, the reality is there is not a single road within Bonteville that does not have an incident of violence or a killing.
Mm. Ludovica, thank you for your time this afternoon. That's Ludovica Gordon chatting to us this afternoon, Bonteville community activist, about 40 people dead in that area. And Bonteville is not such a massive area. It's really not such a big area. It runs between sort of the N2 all the way through towards the Epping Bridge and on that railway line. And it stretches from Jake's Harwell through towards the turn of on the other side that goes past Kalkstienfontein. So it's not that a massive area for us to have 40 people dead in that area. 21 minutes past 1 o'clock.